everybody. Welcome to the first ever Well Community Church Spout podcast.
Welcome.
Yes, my name is Christian Warren, and to my left is...
Sarah Wells.
Yes, and Sarah, how's it going today?
It's going pretty good.
Good. I initially came up with this idea to kind of start a podcast, in a sense, mm-hmm. for the Well, and not just for the Well, but for the congregation as a whole.
Yep.
And Sarah, do you listen to podcasts?
Every so often.
I guess my heart behind doing this is just so we could have a conversation mm-hmm. between not only you and me, but I think just the entire church audience, I guess mm-hmm. whoever wants to listen. And I'm not really expecting a lot of people to listen.
Hey, don't sell us short. We're going to have millions.
But maybe in a few...
decades?
Yeah, years to come. Uh-huh. We'll have tons of followers, and we'll just be too big to even work at the Well.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, what do you do at the Well?
Well, I am the Clovis campus administrator and Jared Rumley's assistant. So I do lots of things for Jared and Clovis.
And how long has the Clovis campus been around?
We started in the beginning of October, so it's been 5 months.
And you started at the beginning of October,
uh-huh.
right?
Okay. I did. I started with the start of Clovis.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I know you know this, but our audience out there, our audience of who knows how many, may not know.
45,000.
Right. For me, I work as the junior high director at the mm-hmm. Well, and it's fun.
That's great.
Yeah, and I like junior hires. I like hanging out with them, and but this is, we'll call this my side job.
Good.
Is
perfect.
That fair enough?
That's perfect.
So why don't we get into kind of like the heart behind why, what we're going to do in the entire podcast.
The heart. Okay.
Yeah. So I think what we'll start off
with. This is for the harmonizers out there.
Yeah. Are you you're a harmonizer?
100%.
Wow. Uh-huh. I am 100% persister.
Oh, this is good. I'm next persister, so
okay,
this will be good. This
good.
Will be good.
Well, hopefully, like, I'm the black of the persister, and you'll be the white of the persister.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, you know... this is starting off great. You know how, like, you have the... you see things in black and white.
Right.
Hopefully, I will see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, you're not saying that you want to be black and you want me to be white.
I get it. Not now. Racist podcast here.
I see.
No,
I see.
What I'm trying to get at is, like, hopefully I'll see one side and you'll see the other side. And we'll just argue the entire time.
Healthy conflict.
Yeah, healthy conflict is what we'll call it. Okay. And then I'm also a catalyzer. So
I've got about 4% catalyzer.
Okay. You're not into change very much, huh?
Whatever.
Gotcha. So I guess we'll kind of start these things out with just like introing, kind of talk about each other's weeks a little bit. And then in a little while, what I'd like to do is go into a bit of sermon feedback time. Mm-hmm. Where we'll just kind of talk about the previous week's sermon. We'll kind of catch everybody up to speed on this podcast, at least, on what we're doing with Jonah mm-hmm. right now. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. And then kind of after that, we'll go through maybe some current events happening just in the church world, in the real world. Real world? I don't know.
Not real world, the show.
Yes.
That's
what we should do. When real world comes back on, we should like actually have news from the real world.
Yes.
That would be fun. anyways, we'll do that along with maybe things to do this weekend with your family. I am all about healthy families. I myself am married and no children, but I love to do things on the weekend.
You do have a dog.
Well, yes, we do have a dog, although certain people in the church, Jeff Bachman included, think that having a dog is not a child, and I would say differently.
Okay.
So maybe we just lost a lot of audience by me saying that, but I don't know. And then after that, we'll kind of go into a time of interviewing people, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about kind of what their job is at the Well, and then we'll also maybe interview them about kind of current events coming up. Mm-hmm. And to close off the podcast, we'll do just some general announcements. Is mm-hmm. that fair?
Yep. And we just kind of gave the achievers, like, that we fulfilled them because we just gave them our exact schedule of what we're going to do in
right.
every podcast.
Right, yes, yes. And hopefully every podcast will kind of intro with what we're going to talk about for the day.
Good.
This first Good. One is just, I don't know, we'll just kind of go for it. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair.
And we'll play a bit of my favorite game, mm-hmm. Which is called Trivial Pursuit.
But my favorite game is Angry Birds.
I don't know if we can play that over the podcast, but So I guess kind of to keep in good fashion, Sarah, what'd you do this past week?
I worked. I don't really remember. Nothing exciting, I don't think. Oh, I had Sunday off. So I went to Starbucks and I started reading a really good book and spent some time with some good people and went to church Sunday night and
had a blast. Are you a fan of Starbucks?
I am. I'm a big fan of Starbucks.
Have you ever been to The Grind?
I am a bigger fan of The Grind than I am Starbucks.
Good. I am a huge fan of The Grind. I am not
this is a little plug for The Grind.
Yeah. I'm not a big, like, huge conglomerate, like, supporter in a sense. Like, I'd rather shop local than, but, you know, obviously I'm going to go to Target over, like, Jim's shoe store. I don't know.
Shoe store.
This weekend, I went to Berkeley, visited one of my friends out there in, I would consider Berkeley like the college town of California.
Yeah.
It's very college-y.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And yeah, here we are starting another week. Mm-hmm. And
it's already Wednesday.
It is already Wednesday. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will get into sermon feedback.
Fair enough? Awesome.
All right.
Sermon feedback.
Okay, as we said, we're going to kind of do a bit of sermon feedback in a sense.
Yeah.
We hope that if you're listening to this podcast, you go to the Well Community Church, right?
Yes.
And so,
or if you don't, we would like you to come visit.
Absolutely. And I guess my hope in this kind of segment, we'll call it, of the show, is just to kind of not only you and I dialogue about maybe what we're learning at the Well, but to let the church congregation, in a sense, dialogue about what's going on. I think what was so cool about, were you at the Well when we did the Nehemiah series?
Yes.
I think what was so cool about the Well through the Nehemiah series, a lot of people, kind of God was stirring some stuff in their heart, and they didn't really have an outlet to share about what was exactly going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think one Sunday we had like Mike Slayton come up and share about his off the front idea, but for the most part, I think God stirred a lot of things in a lot of people's hearts. And so what my hope is with this podcast is that we kind of provide you guys as the audience an outlet to kind of write in and tell us what God is stirring in your heart. And so we created an email address. It's just thespoutpodcast@gmail.com.
Not all together or underscores, stashes?
No, just standards.
Okay. The Spout Podcast.
The Spout Podcast at gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
So not Spout Podcast, but The Spout Podcast at gmail.com. And what's cool about that is if you want to write in with other feedback, like you want us to just share a joke, I don't know, or you want to say something, we'd be glad to kind of...
If you want a topic discussed.
Yeah, anything really. But our hope in that also is that you'd be willing to share what God's stirring in our heart. Or maybe you disagreed with something that Brad or Jared or Shay or Rick.
Us.
Yes, or us share. And if that's the case, I don't see anybody disagreeing with us. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're neutral enough.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, my hope is that you guys would be willing to share that as well. And so thespoutpodcast@gmail.com, we will read your email over the air. So if you curse and stuff, well...
We will censor you.
Yes, we will censor you.
And if you wish to remain anonymous, please state.
Yes,
so.
Please state so anonymous. And make sure you're not sending it from your junior high email address, because we will read your email address on air. No, actually, we probably won't.
Princess Buttercup.
Yeah.
XOXO.
Yeah. I love, like, junior hires email addresses. It's like, sweetie girl 79. It's like, what's the 79 for? Were you born in 1979? No, there was already 78 other sweetie girls, so I took 79. Oh, great.
And sweetie girl 1999, the year I was born, actually was taken.
Oh,
that's
really?
What,
yes.
That's how old they really
right,
are.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. So, anywho, let's talk about the sermon.
Yes.
I guess the last 3 weeks we've been going through the series of...
Jonah.
And
I am Jonah.
And I, and the junior high group even, we've kind of started doing the I Am Jonah series, kind of toned down the messages a little bit for junior hires. But I think this series is really cool, would you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of the very first week, Sarah, did you notice the art panels? That was kind of the very first.
I did. And they're really interesting. They're very... they're not just simple. Like, I want to say thought-provoking, but there was so much thought that went into them.
Yeah,
yeah. And even one of them, I think they talked about it from the stage, but one of them has the entire book of Jonah written on it.
Yeah, and then in the background it says, like, I am Jonah.
Yeah,
super cool.
Really creative.
Hopefully one of these days we could get maybe our creative department, Casey Jackson, in here.
Yeah.
To, maybe not through this series, but another series, explain some of the art panels that he does, because... even this series, or if you notice in the past, we had like the grass, the kind of the elements a little bit. And that was, he put a lot of thought into that.
There's so much purpose that goes into every piece of artwork that's put up. Not, it's not just a pretty thing or. Whatever.
I am so not artistic that I come in and I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I really have no idea what it means.
Yeah.
So
I can't pick it up. But when someone explains it to me, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then what I do is I go and explain it to other people as if I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm like, well, you see how the art panels are shaped like a triangle because the Book of Jonah
is
shaped like a triangle. No, I don't know. I'm an idiot. Yeah. But yeah, I think kind of the first 2 weeks we saw Rick and Brad really focus on the just introduction to the Book of Jonah. Have you heard the last two? And basically what they did is just kind of introduce us to Nineveh, in a sense, and kind of why Nineveh was this place that was very scary for Jonah to go. I loved, if you were there the first week, Rick's descriptions of, like, who these, like, Ninevites were, these Assyrians were. They were just, like... They were like gnarly people, you know, and then the following week, Brad kind of talked about
the calling.
They called it like the Shema, or I don't know.
Shema is from Deuteronomy.
Yeah, so that's what they called it. Yeah, I don't know. Oh man, I'm blowing it. But that's what they called it, and it's kind of their calling, which was kind of to love God and to love others, which is kind of, I feel like, the direction they're taking as a whole. For this. Series, right?
I just think it's really cool that this is the Jonas story is something you've heard since you were little with the flannel graphs in Sunday school, but this is so much deeper. And how, you know, since when have we been able to apply Jonah to our life?
Absolutely,
and now we can actually think of it in more creative ways and more ways that, like, shows deeper faces or deeper characteristics of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, we can apply it deeper into our life, which I think is really cool. So it's not just a story, but it's about God in our life. So.
Absolutely. And I think what's cool is like, I don't know if you guys check the website or whatever, but kind of this whole series is kind of going to lead us into just this time of service, this time of loving other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that this is something like I struggle with a lot. I mean, I have neighbors who live across the street from me, and it's like, yeah, I have conversations with them, but for the most part, like, I've yet to share the gospel with them, and I really struggle with that. And I think that the series, I mean, not that a series should do this, but it should push me out of my comfort zone, in a sense, you know. And I think that this concept of I am Jonah, like, I really believe I am Jonah, you know.
Yep.
And I think we as a church are Jonah, and we've become these spiritually comfortable people, would you say?
Absolutely.
And this past week, Jared Rumley kind of went over kind of this you can run but you can't hide kind of deal from God, and went over, in a sense, he went over the getting, like, the pirate ship. It wasn't a pirate ship. There's no pirate ship. I totally made that one up. But
is that why you're wearing an eye patch right now?
Well, I did watch the movie Jonah and the Big Fish the other day, just to kind of, you know, I didn't want to read the Bible, so I'm like, I'll just watch Jonah and the Big Fish.
totally the same.
But, you know, him on the ship, and then above and beyond that, him kind of, God's like, you know what, like, you can try and run away, you can go as far west as possible, but ultimately, like, I'm in control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and even I was thinking, like, in Psalm 139, where it says, like, where can you go that's hiding from the Spirit? You really can't go anywhere with that, like, that's hiding from the Lord.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think it's cool how it just all ties in together.
Absolutely.
It's not just an isolated story, but.
Yeah, and so, like, if you guys have any thoughts on these past 3 weeks of sermons or just this series of Jonah, I would love for you guys to email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com.
No spaces, no underscores.
Yes, and what we'll do kind of during that, kind of send in those emails, we'll read your emails on air, on podcast, whatever it's called, and we'll kind of dialogue with you.
Calls.
Yeah.
We have a caller on line two.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Judy
just yet.
From Madera. Nice
you know
to
lots
hear
of Judy's.
From you. Yeah, I know all of Judy's.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and up next, we'll kind of talk about what to do on the weekend, maybe, or some current events happening. We'll be right back.
Current events.
Okay, we are back, and I guess our next segment that we think would be a good, fun thing for the podcast is just talking about current events that are going on, along with kind of things to do this weekend. So some current events that we thought of.
Mm-hmm. I have one. Okay. Yesterday was Justin Bieber's birthday, apparently.
Are you a fan of Justin Bieber?
Really? I mean, maybe. No.
You know, I not to get all spiritual on you, I went and saw his movie, actually. And I know
that's
like...
spiritual?
Just give me a second. I went and saw his movie because, one, I feel like that's part of my job with junior hires. You know, you kind of have to watch.
Sure, it's a good excuse to go see.
Right. Well, yeah. Anyways, I went and saw it, and it's interesting. He has, like, grandparents that are, like, full-blown, like, solid Christians. And they're not, like, the Jesus camp Christians. They're, like, actual normal believers. And so, you know, I feel like, in some senses, he's grown up with, like, a pretty good, like, head on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. But anyways, happy birthday to you, Justin Bieber. We know you're listening out there.
And congratulations on getting together with, who is it? Someone Gomez?
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez,
yes.
That's it.
Yeah, they were together at the Oscars, right? That was a current event.
Yes, that did happen last weekend.
Yeah, did you watch the Oscars? Or
no. If I had known I was going to talk about them, I would have watched them.
I bet you our listening audience probably didn't catch the old Oscars. But if we actually don't have a listening audience currently, but I don't know. Like, the Oscars are great. I'm a huge awards guy. Mm-hmm. I love awards, love kind of all of the above movies and things like that. You'll probably notice that over the next couple years as we
do
this podcast.
Movie buff.
Right. But, I mean, the Oscars were okay. The movie that won is a fantastic movie, The King's Speech. And,
they won a lot, right?
Won a lot of rewards. Yeah. And I was a huge fan. I said rewards, but I meant awards. Sorry. but anyways, I thought that the movie was a great movie. And I don't know. It's like just one of those movies where I'll see it once, but I'll probably never see it again.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
I've heard similar.
Sarah, this is a current event. Uh-huh. Or this is actually more something that you as a family could do this weekend.
Okay.
You don't have necessarily a family, but maybe you could go with your family.
I have friends that my
how
family.
About how about this? You and your friends could do this weekend. I was just checking Twitter. And on Twitter, by the way, you added me today.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did I know that? I accidentally added you?
Maybe you accidentally added me. I don't know. Anyways, there's a place in River Park called Yogurtland. Have you been there yet?
I have. They came from down south.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually went there in Berkeley this past weekend.
Oh, cool.
But also, my wife and I went there a few weeks ago and loved it. And they said on their Twitter, I follow them because I'm a huge fan.
You follow Yogurtland?
Yogurtland Fresno, not Yogurtland.
Do you get like coupons and free toppings?
Every once in a while there is a coupon, but they said you requested it and we accepted your request. New topping just in, peanut butter syrup. One of our fans loves it and it's on the vanilla wafer.
Wow.
And then they said tasty, and I can't necessarily audibly do this, but it's a smiley face. So it'll be like... one of our fans loves it on the vanilla wafer. Tasty!
And you do have a big smile on your face.
So that's the Yogurtland Fresno. Some other current events. You had told me that there is a book that came out that maybe stirred a little bit of controversy.
Yes, there's Rob Bell's coming out with a new book that is going to stir a lot of controversy called Love Wins. And we're not completely sure what it's entirely about, but he's just vague enough to get everybody talking.
Now, who's everybody?
Because
I actually wasn't talking about
the blogs that I follow, just a lot of other writers like Piper and Driscoll and people like that, they are talking about it a lot, so it should be interesting. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to say, but it's coming out soon, so we shall see.
Yeah, I am kind of unfamiliar. I know Rob Bell has those Numa videos, and mm-hmm. I've definitely shown those before, but for the most part, like, I know he's written some books, but to be honest, like, I don't read very much. So I just got myself a Kindle, so I've been starting to read a little bit more.
That is a step in the right direction.
I think part of my job, just in general, is to, continue to gain more knowledge and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'll be reading his books. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. I'm not sure if I will. I might just to see what the big hype is about. But
can I share a quick Rob Bell story with you?
Well, sure.
So I went to this conference like 3 or 4 years ago, and Rob Bell came out with his new book or whatever. It had a green cover on it. I don't remember. It was like after the Velvet Elvis or whatever.
Okay.
And it was a green cover, and I went to this conference, and I said, you know what? This conference is lame. I don't want to go the last day of the conference. But guess what happened the last day of the conference?
Everyone got a convertible.
Well, everyone got the book, and I didn't, but I didn't really know who Rob Bell was at that time, but I was super bummed because I love free stuff. If you guys want free stuff, our audience, maybe we'll give away some free stuff if you send an email in to thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. How about this? The first two people to say, I want free stuff. Well, then we'll send you something free. Is that a fair deal?
That's great. What should we send that's free, that's worth getting?
Tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff. Yeah. Okay.
So let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we will be talking to someone that's your friend and mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you go to the North Campus, she's also your friend.
Yes. Her name is Jane. And we'll be chatting with her about just some stuff coming up at the Well and what's going on at the North Campus. So we'll see you in a second. All right, and we're back. We brought into the studio. We'll call it a studio. There's a painting in here and some other stuff. We brought into the studio Jane window. Fawcett.
Hello, listening audience. So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. You're doing great. Something that I'm excited about this segment. I'm excited to just hang out with someone each week and just kind of talk with them about kind of what their role is at the Well, but also just what's going on in their department at the Well. And then something that I love is I love doing like top fives of things, but I don't want to bore the audience. We'll do top threes of things.
Okay.
Is that, Jane, is that cool with you?
Yeah, I can handle that.
Because we all have a short attention spans here in the United States.
And then we're also going to play some Trivial Pursuit. Jane, how do you feel about Trivial Pursuit?
I'm just going to be honest with you, Christian. I think that I've made you think that I'm a lot smarter than I really am. So as long as you don't make me look silly to the people listening, which
absolutely
the
not.
Like 16 of them, then
16,000 is what she meant.
Okay. Then I'm okay with playing Trivial Pursuit.
Fair enough. Well, Jane, could you tell the audience kind of what you do at the Well?
Yeah. I am the North Campus Assistant Administrator. I also do some administrative things for our operations department. So
nice.
Yeah.
And if you kind of work at the North Campus, is there anything coming up here in the near future that you would want to let people know about?
Well, we have the Guild coming up. That's coming up pretty quickly. You stumped me with that question
for a minute, Jane.
Christian.
Yeah, no worries.
I wasn't prepared for that. But Saturday, March 12th, we are having this thing called the Guild. Basically, it is going to equip you how to bring up Jesus Christ in your day-to-day conversations.
Now, what I think is funny is about this is that if you are at all involved at the Well and you get an email from the Well, like it says, like, hey, we have news at the Well or whatever. In the email, it said,
and I quote,
no plagiarism.
Sorry, you and John broke up, but there are other fish in the sea. Can I tell you about my friend Jesus? Now, if I was a non-believer and someone came up to me and said that, I would probably freak out. And
be like, well, what? First of all, if you were dating someone named John, we would be freaking out too.
Right. Yes.
Other things to talk about.
Yeah, and my hope is that, is you know how the whole, like, there are other fish in the sea? I remember being told that, like, when I was in junior high, my mom said that to me when, like, a girl broke up with me.
Aww.
And, well, actually, quick story. You guys want to hear a quick story?
Of course.
I think I told this the other day, not on air, but I was dating this girl, and, like, it was my very first time I was going to kiss her, and I was, like, so excited. And I, like, leaned in to kiss her, and she, like, full-on, like, put her hand in front of my, like, two lips and was like, my one lip, whatever. She's like, I think we need to break up. And so I remember telling my buddy that,
note
and he was like, he's like, dude, there's other fish in the sea. And then I was like, yeah, great. And then he said, can I tell you about Jesus?
But he didn't really say. How you became a Christian.
Yeah, that.
Wow. Oh, gosh. Yes.
So, Jane, I love top threes. You want to do some top threes with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Earlier in the show, we talked about kind of yogurt. We love Yogurtland here in Fresno. And my thought was to do like top three favorite yogurt toppings. Is that fair?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, Sarah, what would be your number three yogurt topping?
My number three, probably sprinkles.
Chocolate or rainbow?
Rainbow.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Jane?
First, I have a question. Yeah. Is three, like, less than one, or is this, like, my best yogurt topping?
Number one is the best.
No, okay. Yeah, so three it would go least. Down. Three, two, one.
Okay, good. Clarification. Okay. I would have to say that out of my top three, my last favorite would be...
your least favorite.
My least favorite. I'd have to say Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookies. Mm-hmm. Well... I am allergic to chocolate, so...
Ooh, bummer.
Yeah, it doesn't do well in my stomach very, very much.
What do you mean by that?
I have...
don't know. I know.
Okay.
No, I
don't
know. So, no, what's the top three, Christian?
All right, sorry.
You don't want to talk about your, bodily...
Basically, I would say my top three, and I like just standard vanilla yogurt. I would say for me, a good top, like number three, Sarah, I'm going to have to go with you, is rainbow sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
That tastes great on vanilla yogurt.
Yeah.
Well, number two, Sarah?
Number two, cookie dough.
Cookie dough, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, number two is cookie dough. I would have to say for my number two, mochi. I am also a
mochi.
Fan.
Can you tell me and the audience what a mochi is?
Let's let him guess.
Okay. Well, you know, Trader Joe's, which I'm a huge fan of, sells things called mochi balls, which are ice cream covered in this like gelatin coating, and then on top of that gelatin coating is like kind of like a flour, I guess, so it doesn't get sticky.
And they have this at Yogurtland?
Yeah, it's cubes or chunks of mochi, which is that outer gelatin coating.
I've seen
coating.
That. Yes, I've seen that.
They're
absolutely
just
seen
chewy,
that.
Chewy, floury nuggets.
Yeah, but with the mochi, you have to have like blueberries and strawberries and berries, you know, fruit.
It's one topping.
Well, okay.
We're only on our number two. Okay. Don't get ahead of the game.
Well, don't worry. That's not my number two.
I would
two.
Say my... Well, that was your number two. You said mochi was your number two.
Yeah, but fruit is not my number
one. Okay. Yeah. My number two is just standard caramel. Caramel on top of my ice cream. I love it. And, like, when I was a kid, they used to have this, like, caramel sauce that when you pour it on your ice cream, it would, like, harden and it would be, like...
shell.
It would be like shell caramel.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
And so if you want to really clearly define my number two, I'd say the caramel shell sauce from 1996. So, yeah, that'd be my number two.
Okay,
Sarah, drop your number one.
Okay. Well, now this changes the game because chocolate fudge shell is by far my number one, but I didn't know that was an option.
Okay. And let's
so
be honest.
So shell plus Reese's.
But
okay,
Yogurtland does not have shell.
No,
so this is like your own variation.
Do we get to bring our own toppings into Yogurtland?
I guess, I mean, in theory, yes, you could. So, okay, so you would say Reese's would be your number one.
Yes.
Now, crushed Reese's, or would you just want like a solid Reese's
no,
on top
crushed.
Of your ice cream?
Usually I'll get a whole bowl practically of Reese's and then put some ice cream on top.
You want to know a little side note, a little side fact?
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces do not have chocolate in them, so I can eat them. But Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, those have chocolate. And
they taste better.
Yeah. Jane, can you tell us your number one?
I would love to, Christian. And I was eavesdropping on your Twitter post reading of Yogurtland. Mm-hmm. And I actually am a huge, maybe the best fan of peanut butter.
Oh,
so
wow.
I will be at Yogurtland that day experience.
Thank you, Yogurtland.
To experience vanilla yogurt with peanut butter syrup.
Someone said that they like it on vanilla wafer yogurt, so I think it might be a little different than vanilla yogurt.
Well, that's okay. It's still a variation of
okay,
vanilla.
Fair enough. Now, my number one topping on top of yogurt, I would say for the most part, I've never seen it at Yogurtland, so we're kind of taking it out of Yogurtland, but I have seen it a lot at Cold Stone. They what they do is they take a piece of cake, like yellow cake, and they crush it up and put it inside your ice cream. And it's just like standard yellow cake. And for some reason, the texture that it gives to the ice cream is absolutely incredible. I love it. And I say yellow cake is my number one.
Wow.
I never topping. Knew that existed.
Well, it's just crazy like that.
Yeah. Learn something new every day.
Absolutely. Hey, Jane, really quick, before we get into our next thing of Trivial Pursuit, at the North Campus on Tuesday, March 15th, there is a date night. Is that correct?
There is a date night. So for all you husbands and wives listening, we will provide childcare as long as you provide a date.
That sounded awesome, Jane.
Now before we, you know, talk about this a little bit more in depth, Sarah and I were dialoguing about if having like a dog is a child. And I don't think it necessarily is a child, but now let's say my wife and I wanted to go on a date. Could we drop our dog off at the North Campus?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Now what happens if we had like dog sitters?
At your house?
No, like at the North Campus at the Well.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
Don't challenge him on it.
Yeah.
He might make it happen.
If you are, if you have a spouse and you have children, something that'd be super great is if you wanted to take your spouse out on a date, please bring them to the North Campus on Tuesday, March 15th from 6 to 8:30.
And can I add something?
Yes, please.
Sarah and I actually lead a life group together. So yes, even if you're not a married couple who has children wanting to go on a date, if you want to be a volunteer to watch the children that we will have at the North Campus at 6:30, 6 o'clock, I take that back, mm-hmm. then feel free to contact the Well to volunteer services so that husbands and wives can go on a date together.
Yeah, I would say that the Well Community Church just as a whole, and I've been here for 2 years, I feel like we are very much volunteer-driven church. You know, I just look on a Sunday, and the amount of volunteers that are just doing things on a Sunday is just insane to me. And even at, like, Clovis, for sure, and same with Fig North, like, all three of them just have this mass amount of volunteers each service, and you probably wouldn't even recognize that they are volunteers. And so, yeah, if you do want to volunteer for the date night, I'm sure our Kids Connection Department would absolutely love that, and you could bless a couple, kind of keeping with the whole healthy family thing. Mm-hmm. So that's great. I, however, will not be there. I will be in Hawaii with my family.
So the dog issue's obsolete altogether.
It's
obsolete.
Okay, great.
So, Jane, have you ever heard of the game Trivial Pursuit?
I have heard of this game.
This is my all-time favorite game. I love it because I love trivia and I love entertainment. And so we want you to play at home, okay? And so why don't we do this? Why don't we all three play, okay? The audience at home could play as well. And we have a dice right here, and I'll roll the dice. And whenever it lands on a die, sorry, and I will roll it, whatever. And you guys, I'll pick the first question, then we'll kind of go around. We'll say first to two points wins.
Okay.
Fair enough?
First to two.
So only you two, could get a point for this round, and then we'll kind of rotate.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chess piece. I don't know what that means. But GA, this is the games category. I know you guys are big gamers.
Yeah.
So what is Supercross?
Supercross is like motocross, isn't it?
It's ding, 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 ding.
Wow, ding. I didn't even get a chance.
I thought you said you were like a total like dummy.
Okay,
and like,
but here's the thing. I just spent the last 5 years of my life working at Hume Lake Christian Camps. Ooh-hoo. And we are big into dirt biking there because it's a great mode of transportation to ride your dirt bike to work.
Would you consider yourselves supercrossers?
Absolutely.
Is supercross like a Christian term for motorcycling? You're like, we love the cross superly.
No, you know what though? I don't really understand the supercross part of it. I know there's motocross.
Yeah.
But I guess Supercross is just like taking motocross to the next level.
Either way, you got it right, Jane.
Thank
you. So congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, you
point
guys.
For Jane.
Jane, since you got the first point, why don't you roll the dice
I would
and
love
ask
to.
Me and Sarah a question.
I will roll the die.
Die, sorry.
It is pink music note.
All right.
So
okay.
You would take the, yeah, you got it.
So I read the question, is that right?
Yeah, unless we're playing Jeopardy. So.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're playing Jeopardy, make sure that
you. The answer's on the back, Jane.
Well, I'm reading the question.
You should just read the first one and see if you know it.
I'm looking for a better, what are show tunes? Oh, I know.
Wait, we should have like in the future, we should have like, you have to say your name to like answer first.
Oh, my name is Sarah. Show tunes are music that's in musicals.
Or?
Television shows. Christian, no, television shows.
Or choir, show tunes, musicals, Broadway.
Well, according to Trivial Pursuit's definition,
yeah.
Show tunes are songs from musicals or plays.
Right. Well, that's what I said.
I'll give you
so
the point, Sarah.
I'm gonna, yeah,
I would say
take
that as a good, that's a point for you.
Show tunes are my favorite.
So let's say that if you know the answer, you chime in by saying your name.
Okay.
Enough?
Yeah. Sarah reads the next question.
Sarah, you go for it. You got the answer right. 1-1-0.
Uh-oh.
Question mark. That means you can choose randomly. Kay?
Awesome. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Crime and Punishment and other books following a sentence of imprisonment. Nope. I said that all wrong.
Christian, I know the answer.
No, I started in the second line, not the first. What Russian literary figure wrote The House of the Dead, Crime and Punishment, and other books following a sentence of imprisonment and army service? This is way too hard.
This is
hard.
A Christian podcast,
I am not
Sarah.
Doing that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm so sorry.
Read one that maybe we would know.
Okay, what was Little Richard's breakout hit? Okay.
Jane, you know?
I'm thinking. Tutti Frutti.
Christian, I chime in. yeah. Sorry, Jane.
Jane,
you gotta play by the
Tutti
rules.
Frutti. No. Oh, booyah.
All right.
That means Jane just won the whole game.
Jane,
I did.
Winner, chicken dinner.
First
Good
to
job,
2 points.
Jane
Fawcett right here.
Jane,
represent.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
No problem. And like Jane said earlier in the show, we've got the Guild coming Saturday, March 12th here at the North Campus. It's 8:30 to 1 o'clock, 8:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m.
And it's free.
It's totally free. And
breakfast and lunch are provided.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A?
I don't know.
Breakfast and lunch are provided.
Maybe
and that's
Chick-fil-A.
Great. If you love food in general, you can get 2 free meals. And you get to sit through a professor at Biola kind of talk to us, kind of walk with us through kind of sharing Christ into everyday conversations, along with the Guild. We have the date night at the North Campus, Tuesday, March 15th. And you guys as a life group said it would be cool if life groups or whoever came and volunteered that night.
Yep, they would love it.
Plus,
for sure.
What else would be super fun is if you're a married couple and you have a kid, you want to drop them off. If you have like an 18-year-old kid, maybe you don't need to drop them off that night.
They're not a kid.
No way.
Yeah. But, yeah, thanks for joining us, Jane. Congratulations on winning. And, yeah, we'll be right back.
Announcements.
All right, we are back. That was super fun with Jane.
Yes, that was wonderful.
And,
we love Jane.
Today, well, you see, Sarah, like we talked about in the beginning, I'm a persister, okay?
Right.
And if you don't know the lingo we're talking about, there is a test that I think that if you ever go to the discovery class at the well, you're kind of required to take. And basically, the test kind of tells you your personality in a sense. And my personality, number one, is a persister. And so I really see things in kind of the black and the white, and I don't really see gray. It's either right or wrong. And yesterday, we had a staff lunch, and for dessert, we had what I thought was pumpkin cake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin spice cake. But Jane seemed to think, and did you have it as well?
No, but she did say that it was the best carrot cake she has ever had.
So the whole office thought it was carrot cake, and I was convinced because I'm persistent that it was pumpkin spice cake.
Right.
However, it caused a lot of controversy around the office.
Lots of yelling.
Yeah, really, it was bad. Anyways, Jane was like, well, I'm so sure, Jane, you know how she gets. And she was like, I'm so sure I'll bet you $6. And that it wasn't a pumpkin cake, that it was carrot cake, and it was the best carrot cake she ever had. And I said, fine, you're on. And then I called the person who made the cake. She didn't answer. Then we had a friend text her, and she texted back. Now, in my defense, okay, Sarah, the cake was made with the same spices you would put inside of a pumpkin spice cake.
Minus the pumpkin.
And the rest of it was carrot, and I was wrong. I lost $6. So
the end.
Yes, the end. Let's kind of round things up here and just do some general announcements.
Yeah,
there, Sarah?
That's great.
So as we aforementioned before, the Guild. Have you ever been to the Guild before, Sarah?
No, I've never been to a Guild. Oh, I have been to one. I have been to one.
They are great. I think I've been to every one so far. I love the
Guild. Yes, Mr. Well Community
Church. I'm pretty spiritual, so I love that the Well does it. I don't know if there's other churches in the area that do these kind of once a month or once every other month, kind of just almost spiritual formation times where it's outside of the church, Plus, you get free food. And so remember, that's Saturday, March 12th, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And that's at the North Campus. Childcare is available for that.
Yep.
Also, the date night, we talked about that as
well. Yes, we did.
Hopefully, you and your spouse will take advantage of that.
Not me.
Not you, but...
My life group will be there.
Yeah, you and the audience.
Yes.
And your spouse.
All of you.
Yeah. A couple other things we've got going on is there is an adoption workshop, and basically the Well is partnering with some other churches in the area to kind of basically implement this workshop for those kind of exploring adoption from a biblical and kind of practical perspective. And that's Saturday, March 12th. Same day as the Guild. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that if you're looking at adopting, if you're looking into that at all, I would say go to the adoption workshop.
Absolutely.
There's going to be lots of guilds. And I think this adoption workshop is really good for those people that God has laid that on their heart. I have a friend adopting and he's just learned a lot from the whole process. And so I think a class like this could be really good. That is at New Cove Community Church, 9 to 1 o'clock. And to be honest, I'm unsure if they're going to feed you there.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if it's until 1, I would guess so. But I'm just taking a stab in the dark.
The cost is $15. Mm-hmm. And the last little quick announcement we have before we kind of wrap things up is the Hume Lake Fisherman's Retreat.
Finally.
Sarah, I have bad news, though.
No, don't say it.
What do you think I'm going to say?
Women aren't invited.
Well, it's a fisherman's retreat, and I believe that it's spelled incorrect, but maybe my spelling is off. Is normally fisherman like Fisher M-A-N, or is it usually M-E-N?
Well, it depends. Are there more than one?
I guess that would make me an idiot. So, anyways.
The plural form of man is men. So.
Yeah, so this is kind of a men-only thing and Bummer. It is up at Hume Lake Christian Camps Friday, April 29th through Sunday, May 1st. If you want more information, go to Hume Lake's website or the Well's website, which is www.thewellcommunity.org.
Yep.
Sarah, let's quickly kind of wrap things up here, but I want to talk about the website for a second.
Yeah.
If you go to the Well, and you've never been to the Well's website, you're a dummy. Okay.
A dummy. Well said. Dummy.
I think that our creative team does a great job with the website. Plus, if you want to find this podcast, you're going to have to first go to the website.
Yes.
I was kind of researching it. And the way that iTunes does it is you can't just post a podcast on iTunes. You have to post it on a website.
Uh-huh.
And so you will find this podcast at thewellcommunity.org under what is called the Spout.
So if you're listening to this right now, you have already gone to the Well website.
Correct. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. So good job on that. Hopefully we can get it up and running, maybe on iTunes. But Sarah, I do have something I want to share with you.
Oh, okay.
I really think that I have a huge kind of passion for this podcast. I think it could be really cool, really successful. But I also know that 45 minutes, that's a long time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and if you can always just put it on in the back, like in your house while you're vacuuming or on your way to work or whatever.
Do you typically listen to music when you're vacuuming? Is that kind of your thing?
No, I don't think I listen to anything.
Oh, well, it's funny because when we vacuum, our dog just barks at the vacuum the whole time. So it's really quite fun.
Although when you're vacuuming, I guess you can't hear a whole lot.
Right, which is why I'm asking you. So maybe vacuuming and listening to this podcast
now, how often do I vacuum is the real question.
Yes. Here's, I think, a better question. Okay. I've kind of just been, I feel like since moving to Fresno, I moved from Santa Cruz 2 years ago, and I feel like since moving to Fresno, I've noticed that everything in Fresno takes a good, like, 10, 15 minutes to get to.
Yes.
Would you say that?
I would definitely agree. Unless you're going to the store or just down the street.
Yeah, unless you're going to the store. But I feel like if you're going to work, it's about 10 or 15 minutes, just bottom line. Lots of stoplights here in Fresno, and so we've made this podcast 45 minutes. Let's just say it takes you 10 minutes to get to work, and you start listening to this on a Monday, okay? 10 minutes Monday, 10 minutes Tuesday, 10 minutes Wednesday, and then 10 minutes Thursday. You've got yourself an entire podcast, and then you're ready for the next podcast.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah?
And so I think this is something totally you could listen to in your car, on the way to work, or if you're at the gym. 45 minutes is a good, solid workout.
And will distract you from the fact that you are working out.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm looking for, is something to distract me.
I do not work out, per se, but I actually had a membership at GB3 for 1 month.
And you canceled it? All right. I've had a membership since the freshman year of high school, but I've frozen it for most of that time. But if you look at the picture, you can't even tell that it's me.
Wow.
And so that's funny. I don't know why I brought that up.
Wow, no, that's fine.
I just don't look the same as I did.
I had a membership for 1 month, and they took a picture. So it will be frozen until I decide, man, it's time for me to work out for 1 month again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Once
summer's
again,
coming.
Yeah, that's right. I got to look good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you're listening to this, man, we really appreciate it.
We do. We really do.
And Sarah, my hope is that people would email us the spoutpodcast at gmail.com.
Yep.
And that they would talk to us about it, that they'd let us know if this is something that is even worth listening to.
Yep.
I think it's worth listening to. What would you say?
I would definitely agree with you.
Well, that's maybe because we're talking. And we,
right.
I don't know. Do you like the sound of your own voice?
I don't listen to it that often.
Yes. Neither do I. So hopefully, I won't probably ever listen to this, but hopefully people will tell us it's good. If it's not, we'd love feedback, how to make things better, how to make this more fun or funny or interesting, thought-provoking, whatever it is. We gave you guys a zillion announcements. So hope you guys have a good rest of your afternoon and go get some yogurt at Yogurtland this weekend.
Woo.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
All right, Sarah. First episode done.
Done.
Done.